This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Continuing today our study, If I Were the Devil, What Would I Try to Do with the Church? Now we've already studied, If I Were the Devil, What I Would Try to Do with the World. This series of lessons is calculated to help each one of us, myself included, with a recognition of the fact that our great adversary in this world is not the Russians, it is not whatever worldly things may be, but the devil and false teaching that would lead us away from the truth of God. If I were the devil, I would try to persuade men to reject the gospel, not become Christians at all. That basically sums up all that was said about what I would try to do with the world. And so far as summing up what I would try to do with the church, it is simply this, to try to persuade every Christian to become unfaithful. This in the light of the words of Peter in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, Be sober, be watchful, your adversary the devil goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And 2 Corinthians chapter 2, 11, Paul said, We are not ignorant of his devices, of his cunning ways of trying to deceive us, to lead us away from faithfulness to Christ. And it was to the church at Corinth that Paul also wrote in 2 Corinthians 11, 11 to 15, that the devil fashions himself as a minister of light, and the servants of Satan fashion themselves as ministers of the Lord Jesus Christ. With this situation, then, we are warned by the Bible to be on guard against the devices of the devil, of the ways he would strive to deceive us. And so we continue our study, If I Were the Devil, What Would I Try to Do with the Church? I've already suggested two things. One, that he would try to persuade every Christian to forget the significance of his confession of Jesus Christ as the Son of God. And secondly, to try to persuade him not to study the Bible. You know, many Christians, many members of the church, hardly ever open their Bible. Many of them do not attend Bible study, at least with any regularity. You cannot learn the Bible just as you cannot learn anything else without regular and systematic study of it. And so I plead with you not to let the devil deceive you into becoming a person who does not study the Bible. Now in the third place, if I were the devil, so far as the church is concerned, I would try to persuade every member to become bored with great Bible preaching. You know, there are many people who claim to be followers of Christ who are much more interested in sports than they are in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now personally, I enjoy sports. I enjoy football, basketball, baseball, golf, tennis, so forth. But these things must not become first with us. But I think I know many men, especially, who know much more about the Dallas Cowboys, or the Washington Redskins, or the New York Yankees, or Jimmy Connors, or some other sports figure, than they do about Jesus Christ, his apostles and prophets. There are those who become bored with plain gospel preaching. They want the preacher to tell little stories, entertainment, jokes, and so forth. I recall talking with a fellow preacher one day, and he said, You know, I notice sometimes that when I am just preaching the Bible, and I'm just taking the Bible and explaining what it means, I can see some heads nod over in a doze. But when I begin to tell a joke or a story, then those heads pop up straight. Now that, of course, is not any failure upon the part of the Word of God. There is nothing in this world that ought to be and is more interesting to a human being who's thinking rightly at all. But if a person is drifting away from God and drifting away from the Lord Jesus Christ, then the Bible becomes a boring thing to him. I'm afraid it's the case that there are many young people who are more interested and they know much more about singers of various sorts than they do about the Apostle Paul and about the Lord Jesus Christ and the Apostle John and Peter and what they said and the things that really mean something to their lives. Whereas these songs, many of them, vulgar and lewd in their implications, or lead people away from Christ. It is actually a fact that music and art and literature can be great factors in leading Christians to become unfaithful. There are Christians, members of the Lord's church, who are more interested in movie stars and television stars than they are in the Lord Jesus Christ. My friends, these things ought not to be. And the Bible warns us that as Christians we will lose our souls if these kind of attitudes and practices develop in our lives. I'm glad you've been with us today, but our time is gone for this time. I hope you'll be back next time as we continue our study, If I Were the Devil.